A second reading from the prophet Isaiah from the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Remember how we didn't have Christmas tree lights, and then how we didn't have these lights, and now we can't even keep a banner up on the wall. And yet Christmas still comes. This morning I woke up and checked the news on my phone. Ever since September 11th, I find myself before I get out of bed checking the news just to see if the world is still here. And this morning I woke up, I'm laying in bed, I'm reading the news on my phone, news from Fort Worth, Texas, where they're having earthquakes, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where who really knows what's going on there, and the Twin Cities. I noticed that email after email was arriving in my mailbox. My phone kept dinging. I checked, and I believe any store from which I have purchased or driven by or thought about even going to, and ones I didn't even know existed, sent me an email this morning. Pretty sure the emails went out to probably thousands of people, but they felt like they were all coming to me. And I laughed because the emails all said the same thing. There is still time to shop. It's not too late. Send an e-gift card and they'll get it right now. In other words, Christmas Day is almost here and there is still time to spend money. This is urgent. You must buy now. Christmas Day is almost here, and there is still time to prepare for the birth of Christ by spending money. As a church, we've been preparing for 4 weeks for this moment, the moment before we light the Christ candle and declare that the light of Christ once again fills this world. We prepared a little differently this year, though, and the holiness with which we approach the birth of Christ is reflected in our Christmas tree. Ornaments. Handmade by our children, that we added as we brought gifts for Harriet Tubman Center and Avenues, two organizations that work every day helping those who find themselves without a place to call home, helping those who find that there is no room in the inn. Our children made ornaments of socks and soap and shirts. You name it. If you brought it, there is an ornament in the shape, right, Deb? They sat there one Sunday and made 60 ornaments at one time for us to be able to decorate what I believe to be a very beautiful tree. Every ornament looks like angels and bells and doves to me. Even when all the lights were not working on the tree and the poor tree had to exist with my tree light stringing abilities. You might remember how they were all over in one corner or lack thereof. It is the most beautiful Christmas tree I've ever seen, for it's filled with peace, hope, love, and joy. While we have prepared for the birth of Christ by spending money, urgent email senders will be so pleased. We have spent the money so that the others may have life, not so that those that have can have more. Advent has been so very holy this year. There are so many ways that you as a community of faith have helped untold people, people you don't know, people you will never know. But you do this all year long, not just at Advent. Tonight, though, we have the visual of the gifts under the tree and over to the side of the tree, already divided between what's going to Tubman tomorrow and what's going to Avenues on Thursday. In less than 2 hours, Christmas morning will be here, right? It may be less than an hour now. And I want us to stop and hold on to this moment of even when the Christ banner falls, the beautiful tree, the gifts, the people that are here, remembering the people that were here at 4 o'clock, I want us to hold on to this moment when we can still prepare and hope and dream of what it will be like when Christ is born anew in our lives, the anticipation, the holiness, the absolute wonder. It's right here, right now. So here's what I want us to do. I want us all to hold on to the anticipation and the waiting for just one more moment. Sit here. Look around. Take a deep breath and relax. I think most of the stores are closed. I think there were some that were going to stay open forever, but if they're open forever, we don't need to go tonight. We can go another time. So just sit and breathe in that it is Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve. For some of us, this moment is filled with a variety of emotions. We may feel grief as we remember those who have gone on before us. We may be exhausted from preparing for Christmas morning or 2 services or so. We may be so filled with joy we can hardly contain ourselves. I'm sure some of you want to get back home and finish those last-minute wrapping projects, or maybe you want to go home and get some sleep. Before the Christ candle is lit, we can imagine, though, we can hope, we can dream that in the lighting of the Christ candle this year, the world will change. Let's declare 2014 as the year that we are celebrating this moment, these minutes before we light the Christ candle, and we aren't moving forward. We're staying right here. Think about it. A whole year of preparing and waiting and hearing of the goodness and grace that will come with the birth of Christ. We'll just keep adding candles to the Advent wreath. We'll spend a year moving and resetting our decorations from worship space to worship space. Wouldn't that be fun, Anne? Okay, maybe that wasn't such a great idea. But wanting to celebrate this holy moment filled with such hope for the world, that's not too bad of an idea, is it? We want to hold on because we hope that somehow, some way this year, we might really hear the angels singing. We pray that somehow, some way this year, we can find peace in a stable where a child lies in a manger. We want the world to change in such a way that next year there is no need to fill our tree with gifts for people who find there is no room for them in the inn, for all will have a place. We want to hold on, but that isn't the way the story goes, is it? In the Gospel of Luke, we find that the world doesn't stop. The shepherds are working. People are headed to Bethlehem for the census. Hundreds of people around, a packed city. And in the midst of the realities of life, the Messiah is born. The Messiah is born, and the world does not stop. This is earth-stopping news, though. The earth-changing news. And the census continues, and people continue to work. And right in their midst, right in our midst, Christ is born. But for those who heard the angels, for those who saw the babe in the manger, life was forever changed. The world was turned upside down. The emails continued to fill my email box today. I don't know where these people think the money's coming from for me to buy from all of them. There's some exciting deals out there, let me tell you. It's anxiety-provoking, though, to think, well, did I forget someone? You know, the emails make you think that. Ooh, maybe I should spend more. Maybe I should have purchased that instead of what I did purchase. After all, several emails contain the question, are you still looking for the perfect gift for your family and friends? Ooh, the perfect gift. Will my family feel less loved because they are not getting the car with the big red bow on top, Brian? Sorry. Not this year. We're going to get your car out of the body shop across the street. I want to hold on to this moment. Because I dream of the day when the emails that come into my email box say, there is still time to celebrate the birth of Christ, Emmanuel with us, by making sure people have what they need. Still looking for that perfect gift? How about spending time with family and friends and sharing the love of God, the grace of God, the incredible gift of mercy that is offered to us all? Want something to put a big red bow upon? How about the gift of dignity for all of God's children? wholeness that we know through the baby born in the manger. There's still time. We can offer the perfect gift. How about the gift of this moment, where we join the shepherds, Mary and Joseph and the angels, and offer the peace of Christ to all? Merry Christmas. I can't think of a group of people I would rather be with to welcome Christ born anew into this world. Merry Christmas.